Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
First of all, did you ever see the movie Deadpool?
Of course.
With Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, which one? The first or the...
Both of them.
Yes.
Hysterical, right?
Hysterical.
These are not kid-friendly superhero movies. I want to point that out.
Correct. Yeah, I know. My kids beg, but I'm like, no.
No, but man, are they funny movies. Holy cow. Of course, there was a movie with Clint Eastwood years ago called The Deadpool.
Yes.
Which was a Dirty Harry movie. And that was what they kind of based his name Deadpool on, was the idea of a Deadpool. So you have a list of names, and you bet on who's going to die first. That's where the Deadpool comes into it.
So it has to do with betting.
Right. And so with the Clint Eastwood movie, it was people were actually killing the people on the list. And then when the Deadpool movie, he got the name Deadpool because that was just what they had. He wasn't very creative and he was at the bar and Deadpool. And so Deadpool, you know.
So you think these guards had the guards would be in big trouble if they had a pool.
If they had a Deadpool?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they would. They would have a big, they'd be in big trouble. Now, would you agree that CBS News is considered to be a upstanding news organization, at least in the context of mainstream journalism, right?
Yeah.
All right. Local CBS, because I say that because I'm going to read this and people are going to say that I'm a conspiracy nut, but this is now CBS Local, Las Vegas, CBS Local, August 9th, 2016. The list of Clinton associates who allegedly died mysteriously, check it out. And they label it the Clinton Deadpool.
Oh my goodness.
Okay? This is CBS Las Vegas. Not InfoWars, not Breitbart, right? This isn't Tyler Durden. This is CBS. The Clinton Deadpool. And it's got the list of, now this is 2016, so we got to update it, but it goes down to 47 people on the list. Okay?
Back to what? Whitewater and the...
It goes all the way back to, like, some people who, one person died suicide but jumping out of a window. I'm just saying, there's a number of suicides on this list, and there's a number of people who died in plane crashes as well. There's just a lot of, again, this is CBS News. I'm not suggesting the Clintons kill people. I'm just saying to you that CBS Local in Las Vegas decided to put out the Clinton Deadpool. I'm reporting. That's all I'm doing.
You're reporting.
That's it. James McDougal is number one. Clinton's convicted Whitewater partner. He died of an apparent heart attack while in solitary confinement. He was a key witness in Ken Starr's investigation. The old heart attack in solitary thing. Yeah. That'll get you every time. Mary Mahoney, a former White House intern, was murdered July 1997 at a Starbucks coffee shop in Georgetown. The murder happened after she was to go public with her story of sexual harassment in the White House. I don't think they'd kill somebody for that because there are so many people alleging sexual harassment. It would have been one more person. So probably wouldn't rise to the level of murder. Would have had to be something else that you would have had to know. Of course, the famous Vince Foster, who was the former White House counselor and colleague of Hillary Clinton at the Rose Law Firm, died of a gunshot wound to the head, ruled a suicide. That one is still, a lot of people talk about that. Mm-hmm. There was Ron Brown, who died, and he was the Secretary of Commerce and former DNC chairman. Report to have died by impact in a plane crash. A pathologist close to the investigation reported that there was a hole in the top of Brown's skull resembling a gunshot wound. At the time of his death, Brown was being investigated and spoke publicly of his willingness to cut a deal with prosecutors. The rest of the people on the plane also died. A few days later, the air traffic controller committed suicide. You know, the grief.
Yes.
Obviously. Got to the air traffic controller. And it goes on. There was another player who died in a private plane crash July 1992. I would say this. If you're friends with the Clintons, drive.
It's a sin.
Use Uber. See Victor Razor II, a major player in the Clinton fundraising organization, died in a private plane crash July 1992. Paul Tully died in his hotel room. Ed Willey, a Clinton fundraiser, died in the woods of a gunshot wound to the head, ruled a suicide. Died the same day his wife Kathleen Willey claimed Bill Clinton groped her in the Oval Office. He was involved in several Clinton fundraising events. Jerry Parks, who was head of Clinton's gubernatorial security team in Little Rock, gunned down in his car at a deserted intersection outside Little Rock's park. His son said his father was building a dossier on Clinton. He allegedly threatened to reveal the information. After he died, the files were mysteriously removed from his house. Again, this is CBS News.
Yeah.
reporting
a lot of
this.
Tragic coincidences.
James Bunch died from a gunshot suicide. It was reported he had a black book of people, which contained names of influential people who visited prostitutes in Texas and Arkansas. James Wilson was found dead in an apparent hanging. He was reported to have ties to Whitewater. Kathy Ferguson, ex-wife of Arkansas trooper Danny Ferguson, was found dead in her living room with a gunshot wound to the head. It was ruled a suicide, even though there were several packed suitcases as if she was going somewhere. Bill Shelton, an Arkansas state trooper. A lot of cops on the list.
Yeah.
Arkansas state trooper and financee of Kathy Ferguson, critical of the suicide ruling of his fiancée. He was found dead in June of 1994 of a gunshot wound, also ruled a suicide. Gandy Bow, who was an attorney for Clinton's friend Dan Lassiter, died by jumping out a window of a tall building in January. He was a convicted drug distributor. Florence Martin, accountant and subcontractor for the CIA, was related to the Barry Seal Mena Arkansas Airport drug smuggling case. He died of three gunshot wounds. Most people don't usually get three off, do they, when they have a suicide?
Yeah, that's pretty tricky.
That's pretty good. You got to be a pretty good shot there. Suzanne Coleman reportedly had an affair with Clinton when he was an Arkansas attorney general. She died of a gunshot wound to the back of the head, ruled a suicide. You know, and she was pregnant at the time. The old suicide by gunshot wound to the back of the head.
The back.
A lot of people do that when they want the back of the head. Again, CBS Las Vegas reporting this. This is not Breitbart. We're not endorsing this. Not InfoWars.
No.
I'm not Alex Jones. I'm just merely sharing with you from a trusted CBS News source. Right?
It's amazing when you read that list.
I'm not even halfway done.
Oh, my goodness.
No, Dawn, I'm only on, what am I on right now at this point? I think number 16. Yeah.
And there were 40-some?
Close to 50, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, number 16 is Paula Grober. She was Clinton's speech interpreter for the deaf. She died in a one-car accident. There was an investigative reporter who slit his wrists, apparently in the middle of the investigation into the Clintons. His name was Danny Casalero. Paul Wilcher, he was an attorney investigating corruption at the airport in Arkansas, also found dead in his D.C. apartment after he delivered a report to Janet Reno 3 weeks before his death. John Parnell Walker, Whitewater investigator, jumped to his death from his apartment balcony. Barbara Wise, who was a Commerce Department staffer, worked with Ron Brown. Her cause of death is unknown, but her body was found bruised and naked and locked in the office at the Department of Commerce. That's easy to break into the Federal Department of Commerce and beat somebody up and kill them and get away with it. Happens all the time in D.C. It's a very, very dangerous city. I could go on. You know what's amazing, too, about this is that the following Clinton bodyguards are also dead. So numbers 35 through 46 are all law enforcement officers.
Whoa.
Who are dead. Now, look, here's the thing about cops, right? Unfortunately, there's a high rate of suicide among former police officers. They experience a lot, and it's very, very sad. But usually cops are smart enough to know that if there's a problem among a group of them, they get help and something like this and that sort of thing. The following Clinton bodyguards are also dead. Major William S. Barkley Jr., Captain Scott J. Reynolds, Sergeant Brian Hanley, Sergeant Tim Sable, Major General William Robertson, Colonel William Densberger, Colonel Robert Kelly, Specialist Gary Rhodes, Steve Willis, Robert Williams, Conway LeBeau, Todd McKeon. So those are some of the some of the bodyguards there who were... That's a lot of bodyguards, by the way. So
it's a big percentage of their... I mean, how many bodyguards have they had over the years? This seems like a large percentage
right.
Ended up dead.
Yeah, I'm only halfway through the list. Again, CBS news. So if you don't like the fact that I'm going through this list, please take it up with CBS. We are not part of CBS anymore.
No.
This is, I can't even tell you that this was a directive from the parent company. We're Entercom now. So, and thank God, because I would never want to be associated with this kind of trash, Dawn. This kind of trash. Conspiracy peddling trash is what it is. Maybe I'll show the rest of the list later in the show. I don't know if I have time. We might need an extra hour just to go through the list. Holy cow, right? Wow.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.